Hey, Happy New Year, and glad you joined my podcast today. I guess, like so many others, you followed all the inaugural activities over the last few days, and it's been an exhilarating experience to see how much enthusiasm this new president has enraptured and accelerated with so many people, not just in this country and all over the world. Seems to be a very elegant, bright guy, can shoot a heck of a basketball. When was the last time we had a three-point shooter that was in the White House? And I laugh about that, but it is a way that he is relating to millions and millions of younger people who before just weren't interested that much in politics. I've got one of my own kids said, look, I'm taken by the fact that at least I can relate. I may not agree with him, but at least I relate. And so he's got a rough road ahead, quite frankly, particularly on the domestic level and the local level, with the economy being so much up in the air right now, the stock market being down, so much uncertainty with a lot of people losing their jobs. And unfortunately, no matter what magic he has, I don't think that's going to go away quickly in terms of the problems he has to deal with. Where he may get a break, quite frankly, is on the international level. The fact that a lot of people in other countries seem to be excited about Obama, and perhaps he'll be able to kind of tone down some of the tension. I can recall back in the 90s when I was traveling a great deal throughout the world as insurance commissioner, how respected we were, how everybody was excited to talk to an American. They all wanted to come to America. And that luster is off for a number of reasons. You can't blame it all on the Bush administration. They certainly carry their share of the blame. But world tensions have been caused by a variety of things. One of the things I found is so pointed. You're watching 24, Jack Bauer, and the TV series 24 on Sunday nights on Fox. Bauer is fighting the forces of evil and often uses any means he can to get people to confess. Obviously, torture is going on in this country like it is in so many other countries. But what we're finding, the last episodes showed an African country where we were having to deal with one of the revolutionaries, the head of the revolutionary group there, the guerrilla group. And what the difference that I strikes me so much is that 10 years ago, if you had a relationship with a country in the Middle East or with Africa, the Far East, wherever, that dictator, that prime minister, that president spoke for that country. That's not the case today. You may have to deal with the head of the country, but you also have to deal with a variety of other factions in that country who are trying to undermine the people in charge. We found that true in Afghanistan. We've certainly found that true in Iraq. And so that's one of the challenges of Obama, is that although he may get a lot more respect around the world, he may have to pick and choose who his friends are, which means the other side becomes our enemy. So we're in a different world, no matter how talented this guy is, and he's got his hands full. But I do think the fact that millions of people all over the world woke up on Tuesday or Wednesday and saw that in America we have a new president called Barack Hussein Obama, maybe that's going to take some of the tension off of the confrontations we're having worldwide. I certainly hope so, and we'll see how that monitors in the world. He'll be a honeymoon for a while, but I think he'll be tested. As Joe Biden said, he's going to be tested in the first few months, and I hope he can meet that test. Other thing of interest, I wrote a column this week on Edwin Edwards. There was so many rumors going around that Edwards would be pardoned by President Bush before he went out of office. And they were more than just rumors, quite frankly. I spoke to a former high-ranking congressional official in Louisiana, also spoke to one of the key money people for Bush, that whenever Bush comes to Louisiana, this is the guy his contact was. They both told me the president looked them in the eye and said, before I leave office, I'm going to pardon Edwin Edwards. Well, he didn't do it, and no one really knows for sure why. I think it's a combination of things. First of all, there were a number of high-profile people that were asking for a pardon, and Bush knew if he got into starting to pardon a number of these people, he might face the same wave of criticism that Bill Clinton faced after his term 8 years ago when there was allegations of selling of pardons. That still haunts Clinton today. And so Bush was under a lot of pressure not to pardon many of these people, because he just didn't want to taint his legacy. Well, the guy's got the lowest poll numbers in the history of polling. I don't see how he could taint his legacy anymore, but he just opted not to get himself involved in the controversy. And like I say, if you look over the list, Scooter Libby, who kind of went to the mat for a lot of the Bush people, you'd have thought he'd have been pardoned. He was not. Michael Milken, the junk bond king, the fellow that put together billions of dollars of investment, was convicted of conspiracy and some, I think, money laundering. I didn't think Milken had done very much wrong, quite frankly. Served, I believe, 4 years in jail, and has given millions and millions of dollars away since that time for cancer research. He has cancer, so he's been a model citizen. You'd have thought he'd been a natural for a pardon. He was not pardoned. So I think Bush just decided he didn't want to take the heat, and he'll have some explaining to do to some Louisiana friends who went around assuring an awful lot of people that Edwards would be pardoned. And so Edwards now still has about 2.5 years, about 2 years and 3 months before he can go to a halfway house in Baton Rouge. He's 81. He'll be out at 83. Seems like he's in good health and taking it very well. I had a chance to talk to his daughter this week, and she told me he was buoyant. He was obviously disappointed. Apparently, she said that as she went up and broke the news to him that he was not going to get a pardon on Martin Luther King Day. It was a holiday, and if you're in a federal prison, those you are allowed visitors on holidays. And so she was visiting him and told him he was not going to get a pardon. And most of the people in the prison felt he was going to get a pardon. And apparently there were about 25 inmates who were lined up to take a going-away picture with him, thinking that he may be leaving the prison here this week. So he told them he was not. They still wanted their picture taken. And apparently he still has a very heavy hand up there at the federal prison in Oakdale, Louisiana. So there's just some thoughts with you as we get through the new year. And that my column is about the Edwards situation today. I hope you take it and enjoy it. And be sure and look at the Sarah Silverman tape. The gal is just so funny when giving her analysis of the 8 years that Bush is in office. Hey, have a good week. Next week we're going to start a video feed where I'm going to be able to move around the country and give you video on this website. Have a lot of fun with it. I know people all over the world tune in to see what's going on in Louisiana. So have a good year. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in this week.